Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we are going to conclude a message I began on yesterday's broadcast on complaining. And I was saying it's okay to complain with one restriction, and that is we make our complaint to the Lord. We were looking at Jeremiah's experience, and there are 8 points that I want you to see in his experience. We shared 2 of them yesterday. One, he was persuaded of the Lord. Secondly, he was mocked by men as the result of all of his efforts. But 3, he was indignant at the treatment he received. In verse 8, this is the Amplified translation, "For whenever I speak," I mean, this poor prophet, "I must cry out and complain. I shout violence and destruction, for the word of the Lord has become to me a reproach and a derision all day long. People were amused, but they were not convinced. Nothing happened quickly to prove him right. Since I spake, I cried out. He complained against the violence done to the truth. The reproach for the word was hard to bear." And beloved, we many times will experience that in our lives. If you're living right, beloved, you are going to experience battles. Okay, 4, he was discouraged by the results. So, and we can relate to that. Amen. Verse 9, "Then said I will not make mention of him, nor speak of him, or speak any more in his name." Sometimes it seems to the prophets like your success rate is zero. He was discouraged, but he made his requests known to the Lord. Faithful testimony has brought nothing but reproach. Why should he carry on? Why should he persevere? But, beloved, if we want tangible results, we have to persevere. Would we be more faithful to God if we received more personal profit and pleasure? You see, we're acting as his servants. And you might say, "Well, Sister Glass, I'm not a prophet." Well, you are bringing the word of the Lord. And what is a prophet? Someone who shares the will and the word of God. And even it's not formally expressed, for the Lord would say, you know, in perfect King James English, nonetheless, you are ministering God's heart to whomever God would bring you in contact with, however he would move upon you. And so it's only our flesh can get discouraged. And so this is why we're looking at Jeremiah. He was desperately depressed and discouraged. But you know what? Point 5, he was inspired by the word. Verse 9, "But," he says, but, "his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary with forbearing and I could not stay." In other words, he couldn't keep quiet. There is the Amplified translation. There says, "In my mind and my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut in my bones. And I am weary with enduring and holding it in. I cannot contain it any longer." This is how God overcomes, beloved, by his word in the lives of his people. We can't help but speak when the word becomes like liquid fire in our hearts. In Acts 4:20, the same experience was for Peter and John. They said, when they were trying to be restricted by the officials, he says, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Jeremiah felt the sense of a hopeless work, destined to fail. It weighed on his soul, and he would have withdrawn from it. But the power of God's anointing prevailed. We may get discouraged, beloved, but God doesn't. What are God's purposes? Just as Jesus told John the Baptist, he said, "Oh Lord, I need to be baptized of you," when Jesus sought to be baptized. But Jesus said, "We must fulfill all righteousness." All right, moving on quickly. 6, Jeremiah was misunderstood by his friends. Have you ever had that experience? Verse 10, the Amplified says, "For I have heard many whisperings and defaming. There is terror on every side. Denounce him. Let us denounce him. Say all my familiar friends. They watch for my fall. Perhaps he will be persuaded and deceived. Then we can prevail against him, and we will get our revenge on him." Oh dear, Even his familiar friends were ready to catch any seeming slip of the tongue and report it to his enemies. The unfavorable gossip of pretended friends is one of the hardest and severest and sorest trials of a servant of Christ. There is a price to be paid. Those who were once close personal friends no longer understand your spiritual character and mission. Remember, Paul experienced that. At one point, he said in 2 Timothy, he said, "Everyone's turned against me, but the Lord has not forsaken me." There's a price to pay in being loyal and obedient to the Lord. And number 7, he was encouraged by God. Verse 11 says that His word was in him like fire. And when God's word burns like fire in our bones, the mighty and terrible one is at hand. Beloved, the scriptures tell us the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The prophet Savior is more mighty and more terrible than his oppressors. The Lord says to him and to us, "Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." He says the Lord is a strong, fear-inspiring warrior. So because of that, ultimate victory is assured for him as for us. This term, mighty man, is used of the Lord in Jeremiah 14 and 9. And also in, remember, Psalm 24 and verse 8, "Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle." Who is this King of glory? That's who he is, the Lord strong. He is the captain of the host who goes before the armies of heaven. Isaiah 42 and 13 says, "The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies." Beloved, the Lion of the tribe of Judah is for you. What does Paul say in Romans 8:31? "And if God be for us, who can be against us?" The devil might make you want to fear and make you want to believe that it seems like a whole host is encamped against you. But what does the psalmist say? 10,000 shall fall at my side, and 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand. But I shall not fear. Only with mine eyes shall I behold and see the fall of the wicked. God will enact justice. So we can be assured of divine justice. In verse 12, we read that, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." And then finally, Jeremiah's response is, he's able to thank God for deliverance. If you read the entire book of Jeremiah, which I trust you have, we see that in the end, in spite of all of the unfair treatment, in spite of all of his persecution, in spite of his friends who turned against him, it seemed that he was standing alone. He stood alone and suffered the imprisonments and being put down in that miry pit where he would have died. But God saw fit to rescue him. He cried unto the Lord. He complained unto the Lord, and God delivered him from his enemies. And so we can be assured also, beloved, regardless of what we're going through, that deliverance is promised to us. I want to share just some more scriptures that assure you of God's promise to you of your deliverance in your time of testing. Job 5:19 says, "He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee." And Psalm 91:3 says, "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence." 2 Timothy 4:18 says, "And the Lord shall deliver me from every," beloved, "every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Beloved, put your name in that, and the Lord shall deliver you from every evil work. Every evil work, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Oh, there may be a weapon formed against you, but it won't prosper. It won't succeed. And in 2 Peter 2 and 9, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." as Christians, brothers and sisters, we have to go through a lot. We endure many things, but we are assured in the precious word of God that the Lord is our victory. So, in summary, as we look at what Jeremiah went through, as I've shared his words, the things, the complaints that he made to the Lord, just as Jeremiah, we can be assured of victory. So, beloved, don't complain and murmur to friends round about you, but you can make with complete assurance your complaint known to the Lord. Make your complaint to Jesus and be assured, even as Jeremiah, that God's presence will be with you, that his word will be the anointing within your heart, and his arm will fight for you and his power will deliver you. Praise God. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you that in spite of the opposition, Jeremiah experienced your anointing. He said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. Your anointing, the word of the Lord. And Father, right now I pray for the fire of God to fall upon your beloved. Lord, those that are in the time of battle, Lord, you've heard their prayer. I pray, Lord, that they can make their complaint known to you with fervent earnestness. And Lord, that you shall be to them that anointing. You shall be fire in their bones. The word of the Lord shall be as a quick two-edged sword, and the enemy of their soul shall be defeated. The shield of faith shall quench whatever fiery dart he wants to bring their way. And Lord, you shall be exalted, and they shall praise you, and they shall glorify you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, right now, I've sensed the anointing of God. Receive that anointing, that empowering, that baptism on fire. He said, Jesus said, John the Baptist said of Jesus, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And so, Father, I thank you for that baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire right now, that their faith shall be kindled and the fire of the Lord shall burn in their bones, even as it did for your servant Jeremiah. To you be all honor, glory, and praise. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's been a privilege to minister to you. I pray that you'll be encouraged in your walk in the Lord. Keep your eyes upon the Lord. If your eye be single, it shall be full of light. So keep your eyes always on Jesus. That's the success for maintaining the hope of your calling, keeping your eyes on Jesus. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. And may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.